Today is Tuesday, the 31st of October, 2017, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the personal journal of a self-professed gay geek. And I'm recording this the day before the 31st, as I normally do, to give me time to edit and, as Auntie Vera Charles would say, bounce the episode. I don't know if you guys have been listening to Vera Speaks for Real recently, but Auntie Vera is a voice artist, and I've really been enjoying the Halloween stories with the voices. And if you're a listener and you're not familiar with Auntie Vera, you're not familiar with the fact that Auntie Vera is a voice artist. All of the voices on those Halloween episodes are Auntie Vera. In fact, all of the voices that you ever hear on Vera Speaks for Real, except for, you know, the phone calls and stuff like that, are Auntie Vera. Sometimes I think Big Fatty might be Auntie Vera and, you know, just portraying an old senile man who has a special chair. I'm not sure. But anyway, so today is the Halloween episode of Geeky Gay. Thank you all for tuning in and listening. And so what I'm going to talk about is a lot of, and I have Pokemon Go. Not only am I driving, right, I have Pokemon Go playing in the background here. And so you'll also hear Pokemon spawning as I drive past various places. But anyway, so it is the Halloween episode, and what I'm going to talk about is our preparations for Halloween, because nothing else much has happened. But Mark and I decided, so Mark and I, in the past, we have, when we're preparing for Halloween, I'm going to turn that app off, because, So Mark and I, in the past, have carved pumpkins. I'm going to make sure that's recording. For Halloween's. And we've even posted on Instagram. You'll see a post from like 2 years ago where we had our two pumpkins that we were comparing. And so this year, we didn't do it last year for some. You know, I think the reason is, so now they have these kits. They have these pumpkin carving kits, and they include these patterns. And I'm an overachiever. I'm a little bit of an overachiever. And I would go through the patterns and I would look, and they have a number of pumpkins. They have, you know, out of 4 pumpkins, how hard is this pattern? And so it's, you know, it's like 4 out of 5 stars for a review, or 5 stars out of 5, or, you know, on Amazon or something like that. But I believe they have 4 levels for these patterns that you can do. And so in the past, I, being an overachiever, I would go straight to the ones that were the hardest, the most difficult. And, you know, they're very intricate. You've got to get in there and really, you know, be very fine and minute with your carving and everything. And by the time you get done, your hand is aching. And the steps to do this, first of all, are you buy this pumpkin. And of course, you know, being us, you want to get the largest, plumpest, roundest, you know, most beautiful pumpkin that you could ever possibly imagine, you know, you could find. And you have to, these particular kits that you can buy, they want you to cut the hole at the bottom instead of the top. And I'm not really sure. I mean, I think you could do either and it would be fine. In the past, when I would do it as a child, you would always cut a hole at the top and then pull the top off and everything. But they cut it at the bottom, so whatever. So you cut it at the bottom, and then you pull this out, and you have an abundance of pumpkin guts, right? So you have all of these pumpkin guts, and you have to proceed to, like, pull these out. And if you're Martha Stewart, of course, you're going to take the seeds and you're going to clean them and everything, and then you're going to put them on a baking sheet and put a little olive oil and salt and pepper and whatever else, and you're going to bake them I don't know what the temperature is, but you're going to bake them and you're going to toast them nicely. And you're going to have, I think on the Chew, they've been calling them papitas or papitas, papitos. I don't know. Something, it sounds like I'm saying penis, but anyway, and you can put them on top of things. In fact, today when we were watching the Chew, they put them on top of avocado toast. So anyway, I would pick the hardest one. Well, you know, 3 hours into this. So anyway, you have to scoop it out, which is a very time-consuming process. And then, because you've picked the largest, most thick pumpkin imaginable, you have to scrape the inside of it to thin it. Because these patterns are pretty difficult, and you need it to be thin enough to carve these patterns into it. And they say about an inch, but how do you tell when you're scraping the inside of a pumpkin what an inch is? You know, and if you're gay, is it the gay inch? Is it a straight inch? You know, is it what kind of inch is it? But anyway, so you do all this. Then you take the pattern, and you got to get the pattern wet. And you put the pattern, you get it wet, and then you put it on the pumpkin right where you want it to be, and you press it down. The reason you get it wet is so that it'll stick to the outside of the pumpkin. And then you take saran wrap, and you, or plastic wrap, whatever you want to call it, and you wrap it around really tight to hold the paper on. And then you can either poke holes all the way around this pattern, you know, and use that as a guide to do your carving, or you can carve it as is. But when you carve it as is, the paper starts to rip, the plastic rips and goes all over the place. And so anyway, it's a pretty challenging process, really. And then when you're done, you take the paper off and the plastic, and you have to clean it up a little bit. But it can take a couple of hours to do one of the more intricate, maybe even more, and you're literally, my finger was hurting for 2 days. But anyway, so I think the reason we didn't do it last year is because I thought, oh my God, it takes so long, it's painful, it's really work, and then you get, you know, a couple of, 2 or 3 days, and then it starts to shrivel, because the really intricate patterns, they don't hold together very well. And as the pumpkin starts to decompose, it's much better just have a really simple, you know, two eyes and a mouth. But when you have all these really intricate designs, the pumpkin will start to dry out and shrivel up. And all of those little really intricate things will shrivel up and, you know, et cetera. But Mark said, maybe a week ago, he said, oh, we didn't do pumpkin carving last year. Let's do pumpkin carving. Why don't we do that? And I said, okay, sure. You know, and I didn't remember. I think it's kind of like giving birth. You know, a mother gives birth, right? And she says, I'm never having another child because it's so painful. I'm saying this like I'm an expert, but I know nothing. I know nothing, Jon Snow, but this is what I've heard. And then, you know, they say, I'm never having another child because it's painful and I'm not doing it. And then a year later, you know, they think, oh, it might be nice to have another one. And then 2 years later, they've completely forgotten how painful it was. And then they have another child. So I think it was kind of like that. 2 years had gone by, and I had forgotten the struggle. And so he said, well, why don't we? Because I've been telling him we need to hang out with my parents more. Because my mom... You know, my grandmother just passed away, and I want to make sure that my mom is keeping busy, and I want to make sure, you know, that we're going to see mom and everything as often as we can. And we were going to try to do, you know, to start doing a movie night with them once every 2 weeks, and then we were going to have a game night once every 2 weeks to kind of encourage more family time and, you know, all that kind of stuff. So he said, hey, why don't we... If, you know, if we're going to do this, why don't we ask your parents if they want to have a pumpkin carving night with us? And, you know, and then we'll buy pumpkins, we'll take them over there, we'll have dinner, you know, whatever, and we'll carve pumpkins. And so I was like, oh, okay, cool, you know, we can do that. And so I called my mom and I'm like, hey, you know, you want to do this? And she said, yes. So the day, so we were going to do it on, and you know, Halloween, of course, this was only about 3 or 4 days ago when we decided we were going to do this. And, you know, so that doesn't give you very long to have it outside, but you know, it's more of an activity sort of thing. And then you have it as a decoration for a couple of days. It's fine. So on Saturday, we were going to do our Saturday chores, whatever that was. And we decided, okay, we're going to go and buy the pumpkins. And Mark had decided that he was in the mood for what he called an egg pie, which is a Filipino pie. It's basically custard pie, if you're familiar. The only difference was none of the recipes. My aunt makes a custard pie, and she brings it at holidays. And she puts nutmeg in it. And I'm not a big fan of nutmeg. And I think most custard pie recipes have nutmeg in them. But all the Filipino egg pie recipes I found didn't have any nutmeg. It was just, most of them were like heavy cream, evaporated milk, sweetened condensed milk, and eggs, basically. And so he said, hey, boyfie, because I like to bake, and I've never made one of these. He says, hey, for some reason, I've been thinking of a Filipino egg pie, and could you bake me one? And so I was like, yeah, sure, no problem. I like to bake. I've never done it before, so, you know, we'll see if it turns out good or not. And I looked online and found a few recipes and compared them and contrasted and found the one I thought would be the best. And then, so we were going to go buy ingredients for that anyway, so I said, let's go ahead and get the pumpkins while we're out doing this. And I said, oh, and since we're going to my parents later, why don't we just take the pie with us for dessert? Because we'll eat, you know, we'll have dinner with them. And so it was all decided. So we went to the big Walmart, and it was a big discussion. You know, do we go to the big Walmart? Because we have like, I don't know, 6 or 8 Walmarts within a 10 mile radius of us. And so it was like, do we go to the big nice one, or do we go to one of the smaller neighborhood markets? Because where we were, on the way to the big Walmart, there are 2 neighborhood markets on the way. And we're like, well, we could stop at those and see if they have pumpkins. But it's like, you know, well, maybe the bigger one will have better pumpkins, and maybe they'll have more because it's the bigger one. But then there's always the risk, because it's the bigger Walmart, that the pumpkins could be out. Because, you know, so many people go to that Walmart, and we're so close to Halloween now, you know, maybe that one has run out of pumpkins. And so we decided, you know, we weighed our pros and cons, and we decided to go ahead and go to the bigger one. So we drove all the way to the bigger one. We get there, and they had like, I don't know, 3 pumpkins left or something. Well, no, they had enough, so they must have had 5 or 6 pumpkins. And then several small, like tiny ones that, you know, we couldn't use for carving. And so we didn't want to do that. So then we had to turn around and go back the other direction and go to, you know, the neighborhood market. When we got to neighborhood market, the prediction that the larger one would run out faster because it's the larger Walmart was correct. The neighborhood market was like, had 2 huge, like, cardboard containers full of these huge, really nice pumpkins. And so we picked out 4 pumpkins, and we got our ingredients for pie, and we went home. And then I cooked a pie, and I don't know, we worked out or something. And then later, we were getting ready to go to my parents. Well, they were going to provide food, and I had said, why don't we just order something, pizza, or, you know, order something from a restaurant, and I'll go pick it up, or, you know, whatever. Or we do Chinese sometimes. And so my mom texted me, and she said, hey, why don't we do ribs, or, you know, at least barbecue? And I'm not a huge fan of barbecue, but I was like, okay, fine, we'll do, you know, fine, let's do barbecue, but I want to pick the sides. And so I looked on the website of Dickie's Barbecue, and they had, you know, they had, I don't know, macaroni and cheese, which I really like macaroni and cheese, and they had something they called baked potato casserole, which was basically mashed potatoes with extra stuff added in. And so I said, get these 2 sides and we can have ribs. And of course, they're old. So they want to eat super early. Or at least to me, this is super early. Again, I think I should live in Spain because I like to eat dinner late. And so I got a text message from them at 5:30 saying, okay, the food will be ready at 5:45, so you guys go pick it up. So I pushed it a little bit because I waited until 5:45 for us to leave. And then we go and, you know, and then we go to Dickie's, and it takes us about, I don't know, 5 or 10 minutes to get there. It's not very far from our house. And I get there, and my parents are not the most technologically advanced. And they had ordered online. And so I was a little bit worried that it would be, I don't know, that something would go wrong. But I go in and I go up to the front and I say to them, hey, I'm here for an order. It's going to be under, you know, such and such name. And they say to me, oh, no, we don't have any orders. So, you know, and they're like, we don't have any orders. So, you know, I don't know. He's like, check back with your parents and make sure this is the location that they ordered with. And then if they did, well, we'll go ahead and fix it really fast. But we didn't get any orders. So I had left my phone in the car. So I went back to the car, got my phone, called. And he's like, no, that was the location. Because we have a couple of different locations of this particular barbecue place in my town or the surrounding area. So it was very likely that they could have selected the wrong one. And he's like, nope, that's the one. He forwarded me the email with the confirmation on it that, you know, and everything. And so I go back in and I say, no, here's the, you know, this is the location. Here's the email. I'm serious. They didn't know. So first of all, what they had ordered was a rack of ribs, and it was called rack and rolls or something. So it's a one rack of ribs with 6 rolls or something like that. And so I'm showing this email to the people. First of all, they could not look up the order because apparently when they do an online order, they don't have like a computer system that they can go in and look at the orders. It just prints out a ticket on their near their cash register with the order details, and then they do it. And he's like, nope, we didn't get anything. He rebooted the receipt machine. He rebooted the cash register. He tried to look in their computer system, couldn't find an order. All I had was this email. So they're having to trust me, you know, that we had actually paid and everything. The guy, you know, fixing the food, he didn't know how to, what a rack and ribs was or what a rack and rolls was. So the manager had to tell him. He didn't know how many rolls to include, so I had to look on the website and look at that menu item, tell him the number of rolls, and then they had ordered the side of mashed potatoes and macaroni, and then he was going to give us a small of each one. So then the manager came out, and he's like, oh no, based on the price here, they must have done a medium. So then, and the small was not going to be enough. The small was enough for like one person. I think I had been there about 30 minutes by the time they finally bumbled around and got that order together. And so then we went and we ate and we had a really good time. We all carved a pumpkin. Some of you may have seen, Mark and I both posted pictures on Facebook and Instagram of, and I think I posted on Twitter as well, of the results. And my pumpkin was huge, so I did 2 designs. And I did an owl and a spider. And we're going to put those out on Halloween. I think they're already out now, but we're gonna light them up. The day that you're listening to this, we're going to light them up in case people come, kids come for candy. And we did all of that, but oh my God, it was the biggest drama getting this food. But on the bright side, my egg pie or my custard pie turned out really good. And if you guys want the recipe, let me know. But it's basically a standard custard pie recipe with no nutmeg. But it turned out really good. The one thing that they do, it's really interesting. They take all of the eggs in it are whole eggs, but one of the eggs they separate the yolk and the egg whites, they put the yolk in with all the rest of the eggs, but the egg white, you beat it to form stiff peaks like a meringue, and then you fold it in to your liquid mixture after you've already mixed everything, and that makes the top browner for some reason. I'm not really sure why, but it makes the top brown really nicely, and it's pretty. So that turned out really good, and my stepdad made cookies, and we carved pumpkins, and it was a really wholesome, what I think of as, we're not Mormons, but I know a lot about Mormons, and when you think about Mormons, you always think, oh, they're the ones that have really good families. They always have game nights and eat dinners together, and they don't drink caffeine or smoke or drink alcohol. It was a very wholesome, like, you know, Mormon type evening with the parents, but, you know, carving pumpkins and eating custard pie. And then Sunday, nothing much happened. We are having a lot of suits meetings, and I'll just say this for any of you who are in the Pride 48 community, or either listeners or podcasters, we've been having lots of suits meetings, and I'm really exciting. It's really exciting, and I'm excited because at the beginning of December, we're going to have a couple of announcements to make, and so you're going to want to tune in. The date is going to be, I believe, we'll be posting it in the Facebook group and also on the website, but I believe the date is going to be December 3rd for our next State of the Station, and we're going to be making a couple of announcements that you're going to want to hear. So that's been going on, but other than that, on Sunday, I guess I got a coupon in the mail from JCPenney, and it was $10 off if you spend $25 or more. So, and they say you can do it online as well. Well, we've been needing some cereal bowls, because all of our cereal bowls are chipped, and I've been wanting to throw them away. And so I go to JCPenney.com, and I'm like, I'll get some cereal bowls. Well, then on JCPenney.com, they're running this other sale where if you spend $50 or more, you get 50% off. And then they have this other thing where if you spend this certain amount of money, $100, you get 65% off. And then if you spend X amount of money, you get free shipping. Oh my God, that's how they get you. I spent at least 2 hours hunting around on this JCPenney.com website to find something else that would actually be useful to us that I could add to these cereal bowls to get the best deal possible. And I think after that 2 hours, I might have ended up saving an additional $2 off of my total. And then, because I was shopping online, I decided, you know what? I've been wanting to get more of, I have a really nice Oneida place setting, or place, my silverware is an Oneida pattern that I really like, and I've had it for probably 10 years, but I've lost a few forks over the years, and I never got the serving stuff, and, you know, etc. So then I went on Oneida.com and found the place setting and ordered that, and I did a search for online coupon. I don't know if anyone else does, probably everybody does this, but again, I'm turning into Big Fatty. I want a coupon for everything. So when I am going to buy anything online, I do a Google search for online coupon code 4, and then I put the name of the store that I'm shopping at. And you'd be surprised how many coupon codes you can find for various stores. So I found a coupon code that saved me, I think, an additional 15 to 20% off of the silverware. So I saved like $20, which is really cool. Anyway, that's going to be it for this episode, everybody, but thanks for listening. So for more episodes of Geeky Gay, you can go over to geekygay.com. You can contact me if you want to email adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can also call me 229-234-7587. And I want to shout out to Carrie, who sent me a message on Facebook and said she is still listening and she's enjoying the CarCast, but only because the frequency of podcasts has increased because I'm able to record in the car. So thank you, Carrie. And anyway, you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT podcasts over at pride48.com. I'll see you guys in a couple of days. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at pride48.com.